This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
Shall I answer it? Or do you want to go to my voicemail?
That is the sound of Barbara Raab's cell phone. Barb is a certified professional dog trainer and the co-founder and president of Monty's Home. This completely volunteer organization is named after a very special dog Barb lost to cancer.
Monty's Home is a nonprofit 501c3 organization that started with my dog, whose name was Monty. He was a registered therapy dog. We went into nursing homes and hospitals, and he also was a canine actor. We filmed national commercials, and he was my first obedience dog. Monty was a soulmate. We did everything together. We did promotions for animal welfare, and we went into schools and taught children, and just a real sidekick. And at 6 years old, he was diagnosed with a malignant tumor of the heart.
Monty was given just 3 months to live. Barb sought immune support, holistic and alternative therapies, and he lived for a year and a half. This loss was the beginning of Monty's Home as a rainbow bridge program to support people dealing with end-of-life issues with their pets.
Once that got started, we really started looking at the overpopulation problem and the euthanasia rates in not just North Carolina, but that's what I focused on. And some of the shelters euthanized 99% of the animals that walk through their doors. I got talking with some other dog trainers and say, you know, I wish we could do something about this. You know, what do you think we can do? And one of the solutions we thought was, instead of just taking a shelter dog and trying to adopt it out as is, why can't we train it and then adopt it out? You know, get those kinks out. A lot of dogs are brought to the shelter as adolescents because they don't behave. They don't listen. So by taking those kinks out, you know, they'd be better pets, better just companion pets. We don't have the time to do that. None of us dog trainers, we had our own jobs and stuff. So the prison system kind of just popped up in conversation. So I went to the local prison, said, hey, you know, there's other programs in North Carolina. It's called the New Leash on Life. And I says, can we do it locally here? I was in Pender County, Burgaw. They have a medium security prison there with like 700-800 inmates. I says, you know, can we get this program in here? So they were receptive. And in 2008, we pulled our first dogs to put in the prison.
This initiative is called the Positive Partners Prison Program. It's rooted in the idea that dogs can be trained through positive communication and partnership with their humans.
So that's what we teach, is that you form this bond with these shelter dogs that have been abandoned, abused, and histories I don't even want to get into, but some of them are very, very bad. It's not just about the dogs either. It's a rehabilitation for the inmate trainers. We teach them to use patience, kindness, and build that trust back up that's been beaten down on these poor animals. They learn a lot about sharing supplies and building trust and dealing with each other and working as a team for the better good of these animals. We have 100% adoption rate. Every graduate is in a home, and we have people waiting for our dogs.
Again, Monty's Home is entirely run by volunteers. Their work is supported through donations, and representatives are out selling Monty's Home merchandise, like bandanas and doggy beds, at Poplar Grove's Farmers Market every Wednesday. More information, including links to videos of inmates with the dogs they've trained, can be found at whqr.org.